The score of Pitch Black River.
Hey, Corey, this is John with Local Splash.
Hey, John, how we doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well. I've been blessed. It's been a busy day. Cyber Monday is always a crazy one, so I'm glad that's over. I was reaching out to you regarding your account. It looked like you were, just from the notes that I seen, it looked like you were trying to reactivate this profile with us.
Well, the issue is, John, that Google profile has been, you know, a major headache. That's a long story. But,
it's a lot of the reason why business owners outsource it to a professional team. They don't try to maintain it themselves.
Well, the problem I had with Local Splash was doing it. It just didn't seem like I was getting any calls, and I was constantly getting calls from other marketing companies. That was a little bit terrible.
So your concern was that you need something that's going to be more effective as far as generating leads.
Well, yeah, if that's what, you know, is being advertised, is we're going to generate more leads, then that's what I expect. But being called from multiple marketing companies, you know, sometimes 20 times a day.
Yeah.
Somebody can't be found on Google, and I'm not, this isn't my expertise.
Right. Well, so, you know, we do have a program that's designed to actually generate leads for you, Corey. The program that you were on is not to generate leads. It was just to put you on the first page. And sure, leads come as a byproduct of that, but you're not doing a pay-per-lead service. You never were. It was just getting it placed on the first page.
Right.
We do have a pay-per-lead service.
So what was the pricing of that first page of Google?
Well, you started out with a $2.99 package that was getting you on the first page of Google and Facebook ads and building your website for you. Getting on the first page of Google and doing your local SEO is what gets your Google business profile hosted and maintained on the first page.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the problem I'm at right now is my account is currently suspended.
Well, right. So without any activity on it, that typically happens. They suspend them, and then we have to redo your verification, make sure you're still in business, and do what you say you do, located where you say you're located. So they're going to ask us to re-verify you all over again.
But it keeps the account, right?
Yeah, it'll reactivate the whole thing.
All right. So,
we're not deleting the old one and recreating a new one. We're just unsuspending it, reactivating it.
To get the 16 reviews that I got. I mean,
yeah.
It's hard to get reviews.
We could also help with that too. You know, that's just something you got to be vocal about. You know, the business owners that are most successful are the ones that interact with us the most. Just because when they run into things like that, like, hey, I'm completing jobs, but I'm not getting reviews. You know, we have a section in the app that we provide for you where we could go in there and trigger it, or you could trigger it yourself where it sends them a text message and ask them to go ahead and write the review. And then it'll send them reminder text messages. Not all day, every day, but it's like once every day or once every 2 days until they've seen that they've written something. So that's usually how we get it. People, you know, they're only adamant about writing bad reviews a lot of the time. Somebody has a bad experience.
You can't even bribe somebody to go write a good review, but God forbid you piss them off. They'll revolve their day around it.
Exactly. Yeah, 100%. And that is the truth. We found that ourselves, too.
But, yeah, it's just how it goes. People are quick to consume the drama than they are the good things.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that is the truth. You know, I found that out through my clients. You know, it's like you meet these guys, they're great at what they do, and, you know, most of their reviews are 5-star. And then, you know, I had a client recently. I spent the last 3 weeks working with him and Google to get reviews removed because an ex-employee went and posted on her social media page. It was a girl, and she posted on Facebook telling all her friends to slander his business. So on the same, like, two-day span, he generated, like, 16 negative reviews because he fired her. And she was upset about it. And so we had to go in there and explain the situation and verify. And it was a long process, but we helped him get those reviews removed. It had taken his business from a five-star company down to just a 4.1 in a short amount of time. So we got that fixed for him. Review monitoring is also something that we would provide for you as well. So.
Hey, just one second.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Totally happens. Now, I was just letting you know that we have review monitoring for you as well.
Well, I think the one I'm most interested in is just simply being at the front page of Google. I've tried ad campaigns of many different types, and to be honest, none of them have worked.
Yeah, I mean, Google Guarantee is pretty darn good. Like, if you look up roofing and Lacoma, for example, the guys that do Google Guarantee is like Roofing Solutions and Lanes Contracting and Roofing.
Right.
Heard of those guys.
Oh, I know Lanes Contracting.
Yeah, they're getting calls every day doing Google Guarantee. It's just it's pay per lead, so it's a little different. But that's the one that we always recommend when guys are like, hey, I need results and I need them ASAP. Because in roofing, the homeowner wants the insurance that comes with those Google Guarantee guys. Google gives them $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the work should something go wrong. So they're backing it. And then also they background check the business owner. So the homeowner knows that you've passed a background check, like no felonies in the last 7 years. You have all the right license. You have all the right insurance. And then we connect you with those people live as they call in, too. So we pre-screen them and then send them to you. And they don't go to three or four other people. And that's usually the downfall for a lot of lead generation companies is they'll sell their same lead to, like, five guys. With Google Guarantee, they don't do that. They give them exclusively to the business owner that answers the phone call when we call in.
Right.
So you get on the first page, but you're also getting the leads handed off to you. It's a double whammy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the route your account should have took. Your account started going backwards instead of progressing into stronger forms of marketing. I don't know if that was because you were closed off or limited with a marketing budget or not really open to expanding at that point, but usually the business owners, they start small with the package that I got you. That's kind of like an entry-level package, and then they'll progress it as they go.
Well, you know, in the beginning, there was a lot of mistakes made that we learn as we go. A lot of money was wasted. Shitload of money wasted.
Yeah.
But now... Yeah.
That happens.
You know,
so you got to find out what works for you.
Right. And, you know, I found out what hasn't been working and become more involved with the paying attention instead of just, you know, just taking the credibility of some of these phone calls now.
Right.
Because there are some good salesmen that can make it sound good and me in a hurry. And, you know, my biggest problem is I don't like administrative work. I'm a hands-on kind of person. And
right.
That's why I don't need to be managing the Google business profile, because I'm not that guy.
Right. Well, nobody does. I mean, if you look at any of the guys that are actually on the first page and you went through and you called them all, they'll all tell you, I got somebody that does that for me. I got somebody that does that for me. They're not going to say, hey, yeah, I get on there and I do this and I do this. That doesn't happen. And if they are doing that, they're not on the first page, because then they're competing against professionals.
But, I mean, I would be interested in, you know, restarting the account to, you know, get back on Google, and then just to have this taken care of, because I don't want to deal with it.
Okay.
And I haven't appealed it yet, because I didn't know what I was appealing.
Yeah, we got you. We got you. So you can go that route if you want to go that route. It would just be the $299 month to month. So starting today on the 2nd, it would be $299, and then each month moving forward on the 2nd, it would be $299, and that's that. You'll be up there, not in the Google Guarantee section, but you'll be there with, like, Alliance Roofing and Brian Creech Roofing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So with the $299, that also came with the website hosting and all that, correct?
Yeah, yeah. I set you up on a bundle. So you got the website hosting. There's going to be Facebook ads, so we could generate some leads through Facebook. We'll do a directory.
Which I got the website and the domain. I purchased the domain from y'all, but as far as transferring it, I know I need to get off that Go High shit, because I don't even use it.
Yeah, we got you. Especially if it was a domain that came from us, it'll be really easy to reactivate your profile and start getting things going. The hard part will
but
just be your
verification. But y'all would need a domain back. It would have to be transferred back to y'all servers, however that works.
Most likely, yeah. We have a team in the website department that deals with all the sites, so they'll let you know exactly what you need. What I would do is I'd create the account, reactivate it, and then I'll schedule an appointment to get you a client interview, so we could start working on your verification right away, and then any tools that we need from there moving forward to get it all done, they'll communicate it with you step by step, instead of trying to overwhelm you with everything all at once.
Yeah, because I guess what would be the first steps?
Well, I just want to verify basic information. I mean, we have a lot of stuff here already. Are you still at 808 Little Rock Church Road?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure nothing's changed.
Okay. Pitch Black Roofing, Corey Petrick. There's a visa on file here. It's ending
that's
in 1-6. Okay. Well, we've got to update your billing information.
Which y'all should still be on account, but that's one thing I want to maintain is the ownership of the Google profile, because the whole time it was set up, I never had access to it the whole time y'all had it.
Yeah, you'll always still have access to it. You just got to ask. So if you just say, hey, I want access to it, usually the business owner can too. I know you say you don't like doing a lot of computer work and paperwork and things, administrative stuff. But, you know, we have an app that you could go into, and in that app, you know, you have full access to everything. We highly recommend every business owner that works with us download that app, because it answers a lot of questions in a short amount of time just by clicking on it. You know, they got little windows for everything that we're doing for you. Then if it's really complicated, that's usually what triggers the phone call. But if you want to do it the old school way too, you could always just call in. The short answer is you'll always have access to your website. You always have. You just got to request it.
Well, I was talking about the Google business profile, which I got ownership of it now, but I want it to stay that way.
Yeah, yeah. They'll stay owner. We'll just be a manager of it. So they'll show you how to add us as a manager. The reason you didn't have the ownership of it originally is because we built it. So it looks like it came from our servers rather than somewhere, a computer you had at home. And so that's the only reason it says, like, oh, you know, you were the owner. When you canceled us, we released it to you. But if you don't maintain it, then it's no good to you, really. You know, you got to have it maintained. So You'll remain owner. You'll just add us as a manager to it. It's a one-step process. They'll show you how to do. Get it out.
Yeah.
And it's that time of year. Yeah, be careful.
That it is. Smoking don't help.
Oh, yeah. You got to give that up, Corey. That ain't no good. I have a buddy of mine. He's a big millionaire. We always go golfing, and he made all his money through those vapes. And he starts coughing like that, and he swears that the vapes, they're not like cigarettes and, you know, their whole sales
spiel.
Oh, yeah. I tell him all the time, I got my son's 4. I was like, if I ever catch my son smoking one of those things and it's got your brand name on it, I'm coming to your house and kicking your. He always laughs about it, but I'm dead serious. Like, I'm like, I'm going to shove that thing so far up your butt if it affects my kids.
Yeah, I swear they're worse.
Yeah, they make them all these crazy flavors, too, you know? So the kids are like, ooh, candy. You know, it's like, who are you trying to attract? You know, either an adult with an adolescent mind or an adolescent that thinks they can be a grown-up and smoke.
I personally, I do the vape thing because I got off the cigarette. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm just addicted to smoking.
Yeah.
And
I was, really, too, for a long time. I quit 5 years ago. Best decision I ever made.
Back up. My ex-wife started the vape things, and I just hit it a couple times, and one led to another.
Yeah. No, I hear you. The nicotine is just a hard thing to stop, but I used to put those pouches in my lip and smoke. I started doing all that when I was 19 years old. You know, you're supposed to be 21 smoking. I had people buying me cigarettes when I was young. In California, they have different rules. Or it's 18 to smoke, 21 to drink. So I guess that was legal at that time. But my son was born when I was 28, and I gave it up. I was like, don't want to have this in the house with a little baby rolling around. So instead of smoking outside, I just gave it up altogether and started running and got into running long distance and doing races and stuff.
I wish I had that kind of driving ambition. It just sounds better in my head than the reality to put any effort.
Yeah, you know, I noticed a lot of people say that they hate running, and they're like, how do you do that? I get tired after a lap, you know, you're going too fast. You know, everybody's body is different, especially if you've been smoking for a long time. When I first started, it wasn't much of a run, because if I actually ran, I get out of breath and die. My lungs just couldn't handle it. So I would just jog very, very slowly, but I would do it for a long time. Yet my feet used to being on my feet and moving. And then,
I'm walking. You know, I heard a doctor say once, you know,
just walk.
Our life, our heart only gets so many beats per lifetime. Why are we going to rush them away?
I hear that, too. That's like an ancient saying from the monks. That's why they don't move. You know, they're like turtles. They just kind of sit there all day. They don't really move much. And they think,
I mean, it might be something to it.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I'm not in any kind of hurry to. I mean, getting old's a blessing, too. But if I can just see my son get some facial hair, I'll be happy with that, you know.
I can no longer become self-sufficient. I'm ready to punch out.
Yeah. My father, he's doing pretty good. He's 64. He's still moving around pretty well. So I'm not too worried about that. My mom did pass away very young from cancer, and she had the opposite problem. She sat around like a monk all the time and consumed Coca-Cola and stupid stuff. Cigarette.
Right.
She used to smoke all the time. And, So I don't know. I take it from my dad. I'd rather.
Better.
Yeah, he was getting out working every day. He said, body in motion stays in motion. You know, I remember my grandfather being 85, chopping wood in the snow. And I said, what the heck are you doing out here? If I stop moving, I'm going to die. And sure enough, a year and a half later, he gave up doing all that hard labor and just started sitting around the house, and he croaked. So.
Right.
Yeah.
My mom used to say, "We don't quit playing because we get old. We get old because we quit playing."
Yeah, that too. You know, so I don't know. I don't know about that theory. You only get so many heartbeats. It's like, hey, you don't train the muscle goes away. And the heart's a muscle.
Well, my theory above it all is, well, might as well make most of it.
Yeah. You never know when your day is going to be up. You can get in a car accident tomorrow. So praise the Lord.
You can have a heart attack kicking the mailbox.
Yeah. Just praise the Lord and try to have a good time. You know what I mean? Enjoy it while you're here. Yeah. Don't sit around
doing
nothing.
Make the best of it.
That's right. Amen.
Not here for a long time, just for a good time.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I'm excited about today. Today's supposed to be a good day for my son. He's doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I got him, he's only four, but I got him rolling around on the mat learning how to fight. So it's only his second class, but he's all excited about it. He went to the first one, got all fired up, so I signed him up for a six-month class. And those things are expensive, man. I paid more for my son's jiu-jitsu than business owners pay us to market their company. And to buy all the uniform and everything. But after that, we're going to go watch Zootopia 2. So I got that on my calendar. Knock out work, jiu-jitsu, and take him to watch Zootopia.
Man, that sounds like a pretty good day.
Yeah. Try to make the most of every day.
Well, making memories, that's what it's about.
Yeah, and we got a lot of those. I took them to Yosemite about a month ago. We went camping in the Yosemite Valley in California. It's amazing. A national park, and blow your mind. I was driving around just looking up going, wow, my wife.
Are you here in North Carolina?
No. I got family out that way. And I came from out that way, but we live in California here. We're right across from the Google headquarters. That's how we became a Google partner company. I'm right across the street from Google. I go there every day.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's why I got to drop your paperwork off. We still do it the old-fashioned way. That's why it's so hard for business owners to do it on their own. It's because when you sit there and try to call, you never get through to anybody. But if you have a partner company, they can go ahead and take note of everything, and then they hand it off to the actual headquarters, and then they can process it.
So, I need to figure out what's what. Like I said, I don't like to pay multiple people for the same thing. So right now I got Go High Level in place, who is, I guess, my website manager. I'm supposed to be website manager through that program, but like I said, I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the steps we take to get the site transferred back to y'all?
Easy. Yeah, it's easy. You're going to end up stop paying them, though. That's just going to happen because once we're hosting it, there's no need. We'll include the hosting for you at no charge. That's just a part of the service. We want to make sure your website's taken care of if we're going to have you on the first page.
All right. So the website's already put together for the most part. Maybe y'all can re-edit some of the things.
Mm-hmm.
What would you change about it?
I'm on it right now.
Do y'all contact them or do I do it?
Well, you know, we could, you're going to have to contact them at some point, no matter what. Like, we could do it without ever contacting them. That's not a problem, but you don't want them to keep billing you. So you got to reach out to them at some point, or they're going to keep charging your account, even if they're not doing anything.
I mean, I guess y'all understand how that works better than I do. That's not my area of specialty. So this is as simple as just, we're taking this website. As simple as that.
Yeah. I mean, you already own the domain name. We got you the domain name.
Right.
Yeah. It's not a problem. We're the ones who validated that domain address. So we'll still be able to do that. Again, it looks like most of the site is the same as when you had it with us. It doesn't look like they changed very much.
No, not really. I really still ain't really that happy with it as far as our logos and our pictures.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. What would you change about it?
I would add more of our pitchers. I would probably take away some of the fire roofing right there because we're not insured for that quite yet.
Mm.
And add more of our personal logos in there.
Okay.
But for the most part, it seems, pretty standard.
Yeah. It's pretty standard. Doesn't do fire roofing, wants more logos and photos on website. All right, I'm going to send that over to revisions. And then also we need to gain access to the site. And then for you, for the photos and logos, I'm going to send you an email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com. Send in your actual logo that you want to use. And then any pictures that you want us to use, and then we'll sit down.
We had this thing, and that was also a problem. I would put pictures on the portal, but they would never be uploaded to anything else.
Let me go in there and see if I can find some. Hold on one second. Client dashboard.
Yeah, the dashboard.
Yeah, I got you. I'm in here right now. Reviews, posts, website, maybe this one. Website.
Oh, and another problem I have is the ads that we make. Because we do different things, or we're trying to evolve into general construction, but roof is, our primary thing and definitely where we're getting our start.
Mm-hmm.
But so I would provide different photos, flooring or tents. Anyway, they would take one of these photos of a wall or a ceiling and, make an ad with it. And contact us for your roof replacement today. The marketing had nothing to do with the photo that was being advertised.
Mm. Okay. That's a little wild, actually. Again, like I said, our best clients are the ones that do the best with the service. They communicate with us the most. When you see something like that, speak up right away. Like, I'll send you my direct line and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service. So sometimes they create these ads, and then we want you to see them and give us the yay or nay on it before it's actually published. And if you notice something like that, that's just way off.
That was part of the last time. I wasn't as involved as I guess I should have been.
Well, yeah. Even though we do all the legwork and the technical stuff, we still want your image. Because it's your company, we want to make sure what you envision it representing your company like is what's there. So, that's a pretty extreme situation. We do want you involved as far as appearance and making sure we're representing your business the right way.
Yeah, other than that, those are about my only really concerns.
Minor concerns. Minor concerns. The main thing is getting the results at the end of the day. And I know you said you weren't too fascinated with the results that you have. And I know that the people who are doing Google Guarantee, they like the results, But if you're working with a limited budget and you can't do Google Guarantee or you're missing the insurance or the licensing, then, this would be the best that we could do for you.
Right. Well, that's fine right now. I just need everything back into order because not being visible on Google ain't doing shit for me.
Right. Yeah. If you can't be seen even by people looking up your business name, that's a big problem. But to go from where you're at now to people seeing you and seeing it when they look up roofing on the first page is going to be a big, big difference maker. If your name's not in that conversation at the time people are looking for a contractor, you might as well forget it. Close your doors unless you're hanging flyers out there somewhere or doing something like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got you set up here. So, we just got to update your billing information and then schedule a client interview where we could sit down with you and get everything that we need as far as how you want to be listed and your website access so we could get this back verified up and running.
All right. I forget what company it was, but I recently had a company who, it was a long story, but they only had a one-time payment of $300-something for the lifetime of the account just to make sure it stayed on the Google. Y'all don't do nothing like that?
No, that's a scam. Has to be maintained.
But what happens, what they said.
What happens when you get suspended for inactivity? You pay again.
They maintained it for the life of the account.
No, I mean, $300 for a lifetime. Nobody's doing any work like that for a lifetime.
Well, it was $349, something like that.
And it sounds like a ripoff is what it is.
Indeed it was.
So you're asking me if we rip you off? The answer is no. We have to actually get in there and work every day. I'm the same guy that signed you up a year and a half ago. I don't know if you recognize that.
I've talked to so many people since then. What's your number, John?
Yeah, we got a huge company. It's 877-635-6225.
And that's your direct number?
No, when you dial that number, it'll say dial the extension if you know it. It's 544. It'll call me directly. You press 1, it'll take you to any live operator that's available at the time.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So how soon can all this move?
Well, I mean, with Google and getting the suspension uplifted, you know, I mean, we should get it all done within the first month, but month 2 would be more profitable for you, I would say. The start of 2026 would be more profitable for you than December.
It's going to take a whole month to get this back online?
It's not about just getting it back online. It's getting it unsuspended, maintaining the old profile. If we were just deleting that old profile and building a new one from scratch, it wouldn't. And if you weren't suspended right now, it wouldn't. But because you're suspended and we want to keep the old profile, not delete it, there's going to be a little turnaround there. It's not really within our power. It's Google. What we'll do is we'll relay the information as fast as humanly possible, but we still have to get the response back from these guys across the street. So they're going to start asking us questions. Why did it suspend in the first place? Why did he, you know what I mean? Why did he cancel it? What happened? But are you sure this is the right?
Don't cancel it. Do nothing. Well, I'm having this conversation today.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's non-responsive for a long time, we don't just keep billing them. We just cancel it, you know. If we don't hear from you, we're not just going to keep charging you.
So how quick can we get this moving?
Yeah, so, I mean, if we started today, like I said, month 2, you should be able to see some results. Like I said, you get some leads from Facebook. We can get you unsuspended. But month 2 is going to be most profitable for you. I would recommend committing to 3 months, you know. I'm going to be transparent with you. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. The guys that are up there now are doing well because they've been at it for a while.
Right, and I've been at it for a while, too, aside from the Google thing. But my biggest question is how quick. I ain't even talking about that.
Here's the thing. Our calls are recorded. I'm heavily watched. Let's put it that way, by Google. And so I'm not gonna tell you. I'm gonna give you the textbook thing. Now, even though you do have a lot of these things, a website and everything, and it should be getting up and running a lot quicker than somebody else, which could happen. I'm still gonna give you the textbook answer. Because if I tell you, hey, you're going to be up there in 2-3 weeks and it's all going to be done, and something happens on the back end that's out of our control that delays that timeline, now I lied to you to get you to sign up with me today. And I'd rather you not sign up with us at all than to lie to you to get you to do it and that happen and lose you in a month. You get what I'm saying? So I have to be very transparent with you, just like if you go out to one of your clients and you want to build a long-term relationship with them, you got to be really transparent with them on what needs to be done with their roof, you know. You say, hey, I can put a Band-Aid on it, but it might start leaking tomorrow, and that's not what you want. So same concept here. We could get you up and running, could get it up unsuspended where you're finding yourself. That's not a problem. But as far as the optimization, so you're on the first page and then start seeing ROI from the calls that are coming in, you know, I said, you know, I want you to try it, commit to it for 3 months. One roofing job is going to offset the cost of it for the rest of the year. By the second roofing job, you're not stressing about paying for it each month.
Well, yeah, if it works out that way, I completely agree.
It does. People need their roofs fixed all the time. You just got to show up when they're looking for somebody to help them. It's simple as that. They got to have access to you when they want a quote or have an emergency. And that's what this does. I know you want me to give you this one answer, but that's the difference between the companies that actually work and the ones that don't. I'm not going to tell you, yes, 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 whatever you want. Okay, it's going to happen. Magic, rainbows, butterflies. Where's your credit card? That's not how we do things.
Right, I got all that, but like I said, that's just really my biggest thing, aside from the ads, is just getting the, and is that something I could verify quicker myself by doing the appeal to the link they sent me?
Not at all. Some people, they try to do it themselves, and it never happens, and then they have to get with a Google partner to get it to happen. That's simple as that. Because the Google partners, they know you're doing advertising. When all the guys are just trying to verify their business, they get stockpiled off into the, we'll get to it, we'll get to it. When it's, hey, this guy's actually paying for ads, that's how Google makes their money. It's the ads, the local SEO, the ads, the website hosting. They jump on those ones. It's an actual paid account with money involved. So those take priority.
Right.
Mm-hmm. As with any business, right?
So it could be done. It would just take longer.
It could be done. It was just going to, this might never happen. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. And, you know, when we get in there and see why they suspended it and they're going, okay, we need to verify this and do that. And you're saying, hey, I'm not an administrative guy. So they're going to ask you, hey, I need this paperwork, that paperwork. I sent you a letter in the mail. You didn't respond to it. And, you know, it could just be an endless circle if you're not the right person. That's not worth the value to you of $2.99. It's like $10 a day to make sure it's all taken care of. If you were to hire a professional to work for you and maintain it, you're paying them, what, $20 an hour minimum?
Yeah.
No, it's saving you a whole lot of money and making it manageable for you to be able to do this on your own without having to hire a bunch of other people.
I just want to get it done, John.
Okay. Well, we'll get it done. That's what I'm telling you, but I'm not going to lie to you and tell you it's going to all get done tomorrow. We'll start working on it today. I could do a client interview today if you're available. We'll get things going as fast as possible.
What's the client interview for?
Client interview is just to go over, like, the keywords and services you provide, the area that you cover, and then the website details. So that way we can get back to hosting your website and you can go high level out of there.
What are you talking about doing all that? Because ain't pretty much all that going to remain the same, consistent with what we did before?
That's fine. Yeah, but if you want it to change, you know, it's not just going to flip a switch. It's just protocol. Like I said, we're going to sit down with you. Give me 30 minutes. You could just go yes, no, yes, no. Leave it all the same as before. You know, say that to them. But that's just a part of the process.
I got you.
It's like if you have an inspector come out, and you know, it's just a part of the process. It's not all done with me.
I got you. Yeah, we may need to add a few search words anyhow.
Exactly. So if more than one person is on top of it, then that's the best way to go. So you have me and then the account manager dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and making sure Now, I've taken notes here, though, on what we need to change on the site already. So you were like, hey, we want it to stay the same. But just 10 minutes ago, you told me that you wanted to remove the fire portion of it because you didn't have the insurance for that. And I've already notated that, right? And so they would see that. And so you go, what the heck are we doing with the website? I'm going, we're removing that fire thing that you asked for when I was listening to you taking notes. So yeah, but then they're going to also get those notes, you know? So I just got to update your billing info and then schedule that client interview, and we're basically good to go until that interview.
All right, sounds good.
All right. I'm ready for the billing information, though. We had a visa ending in 1616. You said that's outdated?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you.
It's 4034.
9330. 9330.
4616.
4616.
2156.
2156. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0628.
06 is 28, and then 3-digit code on the back.
649.
649. Okay. All right, sit tight with me here. I'm going to make sure you get everything in writing. We're almost at our 1-year anniversary for this conversation. Looks like the original billing date that you had here was 12/11/24.
Huh. It's only been a year.
Yeah. Well, since me and you had this conversation, yeah, it looks like you went from, well, no, that's not true. Never mind. That was just the last time they changed your invoice. You were with us June of 24. June 12th of 24. And then July, August, September, October. They gave you a credit for November and then December. And then January switched to hosting. $39 a month, and you ran hosting for a while up until May, and then I think that's when you switched to go high level and started losing everything. Slowly started falling apart from there. All right. And then for the client interview time, what works best for you? It's usually about 30 to 45 minutes.
Can it be today?
Yeah. Let's rush this, actually. So let me see when's the soonest I could get you in. Okay, yeah, I have a, I got a 1:30. I got a, let me see here. I got a 5:30, 6, and a 6:30.
Let's do it at 5.
Okay.
Or better yet, let's do it at, what did you say, 5:36?
I have 5:30 and 6.
Yeah, let's do it at 6.
Okay. All right. Corey Petrie. All right, I sent you a calendar invite and a text message. that's going to come through. There's an automated text message reminder. It's going to come through at about 5, just to give you a heads up there.
Oh, you say the text message is going to come through later?
Yeah. The email will come through now, but the text message will come through at 5. So it's going to tell you at 5. Your client interview's in 1 hour. It's just like an automated reminder I set up for you.
Yeah, I just got it.
Okay.
Reply back, yes.
Yeah, just say, hey, I'll be there. Okay, got that back, and then your payment's cleared. So you should get a new welcome text message.
Like your editors, for instance, when I ask them to upload an image of a logo,
mm-hmm.
do they have the ability to remove the background and keep the lines of the image without having, like, for instance, if you're going to put an image inside your online website, you wouldn't want to have a color background and then the white space in the background of your image.
Yeah, you want to, like, fill it in with a color or something?
Yeah, so that you ain't got that blank space, like, it just inserted, because, you know, sometimes that looks weird depending on its placement.
Yeah. Yeah, I can notate that here, and I can tell them that you want some more detail in the background of your logos.
But, yeah, that's, you know, not really, the website ain't really that important. The main thing is getting back on Google.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, I try to express that to people all the time. I go, you know, what good is a website if they're not seeing it at the moment they're looking for a roofer? You know, if your name and number isn't in that conversation when they're looking for roofing help, then your chances of landing those jobs are slim to none. Doesn't matter what you do with the website. You could have no website. If you show up in the conversation where they could call you, look at your Google profile, look at reviews you've done in the past, and you got a chance. You know,
well, the only reason a website, in my opinion, is really beneficial these days is because if you're doing work for businesses, a lot of businesses want to see it. But homeowners go to the website 90% of the time.
We highly recommend that you still send in photos, because we use those photos not just for your website. Your website guy would just put them on your website, right? We would put them on Facebook. We put them on Yelp. We put them on Google. We put them on Bing. You know, so they'll be able to see your photos and everything, even if you didn't have a website, because we put it on the sites that you're listed on.
That's what they were supposed to do last time, but photos were never getting posted. Ads were being mismanaged. And then there was never even an account created. I ended up making a Yelp account.
Okay. Was this please? With ads and... wants photo syndication across all platforms moving forward. All right. I sent this over to Steve. He oversees the back end. And then you're going to get introduced to your account manager this afternoon at 6 o'clock when we do that client interview. So we'll have another lead that'll be checking in. What I'm going to do is just have you on like a routine check-in. I know you don't do the administrative stuff, so I'm just going to set it up so that we check in with you every 2 to 3 weeks.
I mean, yeah, that'd be awesome. I mean, like I said, I want to become more involved, and if we can make this relationship work, you know,
yeah.
I would like to.
Some people need that, though, to like, hey, you know, because they get wrapped up in everything. It's like, hey, let's sit down and allot at least like 30 minutes to talk about it and make sure we're all moving in the right direction.
As one person trying to build a $1 million dream, I wear a lot of hats, so to speak, and it is overwhelming.
Well, you need to delegate responsibilities too. You know, I live in Newport Beach, California. I'd say almost every one of my friends over time, it just happened that way, is a multimillionaire. And we just golf and take care of our kids. But, you know, all of them have the same thing is you get to a certain point.
I got to take this real quick.
Okay.